I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. It's well known that the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign once used the depiction of a Native American chief as a symbol for its sports teams. The school retired the chief about a decade ago. To this day, though, you will see him unofficially depicted by some U of I fans. A new court case alleges copyright infringement and mixes the chief's likeness with a political slogan the president has made popular. I spoke with Law 360 reporter Hannah Meisel, who explains.
He was really beloved by a lot of students and alumni. The university never used the word mascot. It was always symbol, which they say denotes respect. And in the debate that we keep having, everyone who is pro-chief, they will always emphasize that it's respect and never cartoonization. But, you know, those who disagree with that, they point to, especially in the heyday of chiefdom, you know, think like 1970s, 1980s, there was a lot of cartoonized depictions of the chief or Native Americans in general on campus or campus town, like neon signs and bars depicting a stumbling chief, or, you know, sororities had a beauty contest that they called the Miss Illini Squaw Contest. And so people who are anti-chief, they point to that and say, you know, it's not about respect. It's about a characterization of Native Americans that you're appropriating for, you know, this thing that should be long dead by now.
Okay, so we know in general the debate over the chief and using his likeness has marched on, regardless of his official retirement in 2007. You covered a new court case, however, that in a way merges the chief with some political wording that brings to mind President Trump. The court case is called the U of I Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois versus O'Malley. Tell us, Anna, what this case is about.
So the court case never explicitly mentions Donald Trump. And when I talk to both the university and this man, Ted O'Malley, he's an alum and lives in the suburbs, his lawyer, you know, never mentioned Donald Trump. But, you know, it's there. He is the president. This is the slogan that he used to get elected. And so that is there. And then,
and to be clear, tell people what these shirts look like.
Oh, yes. So they are, this guy is selling orange and blue t-shirts that on the front depict the Chief Illiniwek that the university says is a stolen image from one of its copyright images. On the back, it says, "Make Illinois Great Again." So it's kind of a hearkening back to the past when we did have Chief Illiniwek, and perhaps, you know, some people would say when Illinois wasn't such a quote-unquote PC culture.
There's Facebook groups, too, right? Make Illinois Great Again.
Right. And so, you know, this man, Ted O'Malley, he is selling these shirts from Facebook group and a page. But it's important to note that these the page is very, very small. I think maybe like 13 people like it. The group is quite small, too. Doesn't appear to be very active, has not sold very many shirts at all, per his lawyer. And it's just interesting that, I mean, the university faces trademark situations all the time, and most of the time they can just resolve them without any court action at all. It's very rare to get to this point, but it's just especially interesting to get to this point over something that has not sold very many t-shirts, and it seems to be a fairly small issue, but a thorny one.
And it's almost like, you know, I think by now the word troll has entered common lexicon, but it's almost like the concept of the shirt is kind of trolling, looking to get the sort of outraged reactions from people. Is there any way to predict where this court case might be headed?
It's most likely, because it is so small, they'll either shut down operations completely and agree to that, which is usually what happens in situations like these. Or his lawyer indicated to me that it's a First Amendment issue and he doesn't seem to want to be giving that up. And so, you know, it's possible that it could go further, but we'll see.